I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte de fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, and this is Harry, and welcome to the podcasts helping you to expand and improve on your English grammar, pronunciation, and any other aspects that you feel you have a weakness with. And this is particularly aimed at those of you at or around the intermediate level. The next two sentences are going to focus on the difference between two words, fun and funny. They often get confused. So in the first sentence, I'm going to use fun, and then the next sentence, we will use funny. So there's going to be a connection between those two. Okay. So as always, if there's anything you want me to cover or you're interested in, then send me an email or some form of communication, and I'll really be happy to include it where and when I can. Okay, so if you're ready, as always, I'm going to read this particular sentence twice and then explain the different expressions, meanings, and grammar points. Okay, so let's begin. First reading. I didn't find working in the office much fun because my colleagues were not very friendly. Second reading. I didn't find working in the office much fun because my colleagues were not very friendly. Okay, so again, at the beginning of this sentence, we've got this abbreviation, I didn't, meaning I did not. I didn't find. Find, when we use a past simple verb first, like I did not, the next verb is automatically the base format. I didn't find, not I didn't found. I didn't find, F-I-N-D. So always the first verb, past simple, the next verb is always going to be the base format. Okay, I didn't find working in the office. So here we're using the ing, not I didn't find to work. I didn't find working, w-o-r-k-i-n-g, working in the office much fun. And here's this fun. We're not talking about laughing every 2 minutes or laughing at jokes. We're talking about much fun, not enjoyable. So it's a synonymous word for enjoyable or enjoyment. So I didn't find working in the office much fun. It wasn't so enjoyable. Why? Because, so we have this word because my colleagues, so the stress on the word colleagues, and that it's spelt C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E-S, but the pronunciation is really important. My colleagues were not very friendly. So here we're introducing the negative. We're not very friendly. You could say because my colleagues were unfriendly. Okay. And that would give you exactly the same meaning, but a little bit of stress here. They were not very friendly. We want to emphasize the fact that this is the reason why I didn't enjoy working in the office, because my colleagues were not very friendly. Okay. So let me give you one more reading of that. I didn't find working in the office much fun because my colleagues were not very friendly. Okay, so much fun. Fun here is a uncountable. Okay, so we use much, not many. Okay, much fun, much water, much oil. Yeah, okay, so when we're using uncountable nouns, we use much. So I didn't find working in the office much fun. Okay, so that's the sentence for this week. And as I said, just remember, it's a little bit of a connection with the next sentence. So make sure you listen to that podcast also. And as always, you can contact me on my personal email address, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com, or on the website, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and that's englishlesson via skype.com. Okay, join me again soon.